Today's daf Masechet Tevachim is daf Lamed Zayin, and we're holding the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Vav Beit. And yesterday we began in the Mishnah with the Shita of Beit Shammai that any type of matana on the Mizbeach Achitzon, even of a single matana, would be sufficient to be mechaper, even though you would need Shnayim Shein Arba. If you're talking about a matana v'chatas, which is four separate mesinos, then you would need two. That was Beit Shammai Shita. Today we'd like to learn the Mekor for such a shita. Beit Hillel argued, and he said that all korbanos, even a chatas, shenitanan b'matana achat, would also be mechaper. Now, could be they have the same mekor for other korbanot, and they're only arguing about the chatas. Could be they have separate mekorot that we're going to see partially today. Tana rabbanan, minayin l'nitalin ha-mizbeach achitzon, shenitanan b'matana achat shekiper. How do we know that a single matana on the mizbeach achitzon is sufficient to be mechaper? Talmud lomar, since the Torah says as a general statement of the dinim of the korbanos, v'asita olotecha habasar v'hadam ha-mizbeach Hashem elokecha v'dam zevachecha yishafech ha-mizbeach Hashem elokecha v'habasar tocha. What do you mean v'dam zevachecha yishafech? I mean, what is that referring to? It says v'asita olotecha habasar v'hadam, whatever the dinim are. By adding in the words v'dam zevachecha yishafech, it's teaching me that minayin l'nitanim ha-mizbeach achitzon shenatanan b'matana achat, all zevachecha, all of the zevachim that you're bringing, the dam can be just yishafech, and that would be sufficient. One shvicha, doesn't say over here yishafech saviv la-mizbeach, one coming to the mizbeach should be sufficient. The modality of that netinafar, that already it says in the din of the carbon itself, is zrika, but the din is that one is enough. Yes, the Gemara, v'ilachu diata. Wait, dam zevachecha yishafech. I mean, you're assuming that the word shvicha is just a generalized term of somehow get the blood on the mizbeach. I mean, but the truth is that we use this pasuk to tell me a specific halacha called shvicha, not the zrika of the dam. And this is a separate giving of the dam, which is done with the shirai of the dam. After you do the regular giving of the dam through the zrika, then there's also a mitzvah to take the remainder of the dam that's in the kos and to pour it specifically, not to be zerikit, and that's called shvicha, onto the yaseid ha-mizbeach. And that we learn from this pasuk. Asks the Gemara, how can we use v'dam zevachecha yishafech as a generic term for getting dam on the mizbeach? I thought, Tanya, do we not use it for the following mekor in the braita? Minayin l'chol hadamim. How do we know that whatever carbon it is that you're bringing, that when you have dam that is left in the kos, Rashi says, if you have dam, does this, you make sure that you have dam in the kos, but in any event, after you finish doing the zricha, how do we know that there is a din? It's true, by chatas it says beferish, yishpocha yisod ha-mizbeach. But that's only by the chatas, and that's not in the kos. The sin is not with the kos, the sin is with the etzba. How do we know that this is true by all zvachim? Shetu'uni matan dam liyisod, that there are two, there's a special giving, a matana through shvicha, to the yisod ha-mizbeach. Talmud lomar, of course, the difference of shvicha is that you simply let gravity pull it out of the cup if it's shvicha. You don't impart any other force to it. Mashiach b'zrika, you impart a force in the direction of the mizbeach. It's not supposed to go to the bottom. It's supposed to reach the side of the mizbeach. Talmud lomar, v'dam zevachecha yishafech. That's exactly the pasuk you just used. Because how can we use that pasuk to tell me a generic zrika when it's referring to an entirely different thing? Says the Gemara, that's very true. But nafkalei midirevi. You see, the Tana over here is learning that halacha out from what Rebbe said as a separate makor for the dinim of shvicha shirayim. Rebbe put it like this: the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, v'hanishar b'dam yimatzei. So there, it's talking about now the leftovers of the dam of the chatas ha'ov. So it says, shar b'dam, sorry, yimatzei al yisod ha-mizbeach. Chatatu. Question is, I mean, what else are we talking about? Badam. What do you have to say with Shah Badam? Obviously Badam. What else are we going to be squeezing under the Mizbeach? Shein Talmud Lomar Badam. What would be the point of the Torah's mentioning the word Anishar Badam? Did you just say Anishar? Ma Talmud Lomar Badam. Because Lafi, Shalalamadu Elanitani Matanam Bematan Arba, Shetuni Matanam in Liyasot. The truth is, we do not have any Makor other than by Achatas. We have no Makor for the Halacha that there's a din of shvicha shirayim liyasod. How do we know by all zvachim that there's a mitzvah to be shvicha shirayim liyasod? L'fishol olamadu elav nitanim matan arba shetuni matan damim liyasod. Only chataot sha'ar damim minayin tamud lomar v'anishar b'dam yimatzei she'in tamud lomar b'dam u'ma tamud lomar b'dam limid al kol hadamim shetunim matan damim liyasod based on the chataz. That means that this pasuk of dam zvachecha yishafeh, which is not mentioned specifically in the context of chatas, is a different halacha. It's not talking about shvicha shirayim. It's a generic term for getting down onto the mizbeach. So let's just summarize. What we're looking for is the mocker for the din in the Mishnah, according to which if you give even one matana, you would be yotze. Despite the fact that the Torah was talking about shnayim shein arba, soviv la mizbeach, there's one pasuk that's a very general pasuk, of dam zvachecha yishafer. In general, your zvachim, pour it out. Pour it out. Why does it say saviv the way it says by the zrika? Must be that this is a separate thing. And it's telling me that, look, even though l'chatchila you're supposed to get it onto mizbeach, mizrika, but as long as you did somehow got that dam on, even if it was just once, it wasn't saviv, would be enough. Ask the Gemara, but I thought there's a separate matana of dam called shvicha, which is to the yisod, not to the side of the mizbeach. And even though by the karban chatas it says that beferich, that the nishar badam has to be put on the yisod, doesn't say by any other carbon. How do we know it's true by any carbon? That if there are shirayim, or that we should see to it that our shirayim should go to the yisod. I thought we learned that out from dam zvachecha yishafer. So how could you turn yishafech into a generic term that could be referring to the zrika if it's a special new halacha and doing shvicha? Answers the Gemara, well, clearly, the Tana over here, we're trying to give the reasoning for Beit Shammai so far, we don't know what Beit Hillel holds, but the Tana in this explanation, this Tana Rabbana, that's coming to explain Beit Shammai Shita, that Netanam b'Matanach HaKiper, he holds the din of Shvicha itself makes far more sense to learn out of the din of Chatas. Where after all, that's what the Torah says, the din of Shvicha. And indeed, we found a Braita in which Rebbe learns out the din of Shvicha Shirayim on all Karbanas, from the din of Shvicha Shirayim, which is really Mitzui, because there's no cup when it comes to a Chatas Ha'ov, but we squeeze the remainder of the dam out of the bird onto the bottom of the Mizbeach. So it goes onto the Yisod HaMizbeach. So it stresses over there unnecessarily, Nishar Badam. I mean, there's nothing else that would be Nishar, we've been talking about the dam. Therefore, it must be coming to be all dam, even dam of other Karbanas, there's nothing with the Chatas. There's an extension of the Dinam of Chatas onto the Aloch of Shirayim on all Karbanas. So what about the generic term of Dam Zvachecha Yishafer, which is no longer coming to teach me this Dinam Shvicha Shirayim? That's coming to teach me the Aloch of any Dam that was Matana Achat. We'll see why Chatas is different. Is Keeper. Okay. So far so good, says the Gemara. But still, I know that this Pasuk of Dam Zvachecha Yishafer was used yet for another thing. So even though you found me another mocker for Shvicha Shirayim, how about this? Still, this is what it's coming for. Do we not need it? Remember, there's two issues over here. One is the fact that it doesn't say anything about Saviv. Just says, Dam Zvachecha Yishafer. Despite the fact that every time we're told to be Zerik the Dam, it's Saviv, from where we learn out that the two that we do have to hit all four sides of Mizbeach, Saviv. All of a sudden we find this generalized puzzle that says, pour it out. Okay, so we thought that meant, it doesn't mean something different. Just saying, if you can't do it, Saviv, and you only did a little bit, that's also enough. But here it says that there's a separate issue. It also doesn't use the word to splash. It uses Zrika. It uses the word Shvicha. So that's a different din. Because I still need to know, maybe if I put the dam on the Mizbeach, but I don't splash it, I just pour it out, maybe I won't be Yotzei, because it starts to be Zrika now. How do I know it would be Yotzei just by pouring? But that's not a question of how much I put the dam. Maybe I still have to do it, Saviv L'Mizbeach. All that it's coming to tell me over here is that I'm Yotzei if I do it B'Shvicha. That's all it's coming to tell me. So minayin l'nitanim b'zrika, that if I was nitanan b'shvicha, then I would be yotzei. Talmud lomar v'dam zevachecha yishafer. So now I need that to tell me this halach. So how can I learn out that dam zevachecha yishafer is a reference to how much of the dam? It's a reference to how I do the act of the nesinas adam. That even if I don't do it by splashing it, I'm still yotzei. Ah, like Rabbi Akiva. He holds like Rabbi Akiva, who in fact, it's not that this is a mokrash, but who doesn't hold that that's true. And Rabbi Akiva holds that lo zrika bechla shvicha, velo shvicha bechla zrika. And we have a very interesting makor for that distinction, where it's nogea halacha lamaisa. Because on Erev Pesach, the norm is to bring two separate karbanas. One is the karban Pesach, which is dechal ala sova, that's keneged ha'arafikom, and where the last thing that fills you up is finally the karban Pesach. But the meal itself is a karban shlomim that you bring together with the Pesach, which is called the chagigat arba'asa, because it's brought on the 14th as opposed to normally where you have it on the end of itself. And that is done like a normal shlomim. A normal shlomim is bezrika. And karban Pesach is brought b'shvicha, as we'll see. And according to the question of whether you hold that shvicha is a generalized form of zrika or not, comes the following interesting halacha. There's a mitzvah to make a bracha on the achila of the Karban Pesach, which unfortunately we don't make, but the same way that in our Seder, nowadays we make a bracha, on achilat matzah, we would also have made a bracha on achilat Pesach. The question is, would you make a could you make the bracha on the Pesach and be yotzei the chiyav of the bracha on the eating of kashrut stam, which is the shlomim, or vice versa? Do you make a bracha on eating the carbon shlomim in your meal? Do you then make a separate bracha on eating the carbon Pesach for the afikomen? So now, what is that dependent on? In whether the generalized form of the akrovas hakarban is sufficient to cover all of the types of dam, in which case there's just one mitzvah of eating kachin. But if we have to look separately at the carbon that is zrika and a carbon that is shvichan and the two separate types of mitzvahs, in which case we would need two separate brachas. And that's where it's nogea. And this is a question, the very last issue in the Seches Pesachim. So over there, the Mishnah says, Beirach birkat ha-pesach batarat shal zeva. So if you make the bracha on the achilas ha-pesach, so then you would also pater the bracha on the chagigat arba asar, sher kideshanu mitzvasav etzivanu, l'chol ha-pesach. And over here, you would pater the things that would be brought with the carbon pesach. But if you made the bracha on the chagigat arba asar, shel zevah lo patar at ha-pesach. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva omer, neither way would pater any other way. Lo zo patar at zo, v'lo zo patar at zo. And over there, we learned that the makor of the machlokas is on the question of whether you would have been yotzei by being sheifech the dam, which is the modality of bringing the carbon pesach dam. Would you, if you had done that for the zrika of the shlomim, instead of doing the zrika of the shlomim properly, if you had done the same thing to the zevach, would you have been yotzei? If you would have been yotzei, so you're yotzei the bracha. Since Rabbi Akiva says you're not yotzei, and you need to make separate brachas, no matter which one you said, obviously he holds that dam zvachecha yishafech is not a generalized term for zvicha, for zrika of any type, because otherwise it would be one bracha. A wonderful question, which is a fantastic insight into the interrelationship of the achilas ha-carbon with the actual dam of the carbon, which generally speaking people ignore, and which is not our sugya right now at all. But lamaisa, it's clear from Meseches Pesachim, where the Gemara says that this, Gemara says, Beferish, Kishetimtse Lomar, when you get to the bottom of the machlokas of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, that is what they're arguing about. I agree with Rabbi Yaakov's wonderful ha'ara, that is an astonishing thing, and it completely changes your level of appreciation for what we have lost, starting with today, Asar B'Teves, for what we have lost and not being able to eat from the korbanes, not the zevach and not the pesach, and that word mamishko relating back in our achila all the way to the type of the dam and how it gets onto the mizbeach, which relates to the makor of adam from that same dam, mizbeach adama, which is the makor of the bria of the adam and the kapara of the adam, etc., etc., all of which is kolal in the nature of bro. Of course, which was the basis of the Bria Sa'adam, the purpose of the Bria Sa'adam, but again, as I say, that's part of our overall sense of what it is to exist, not today's particularized Gemara, which is a very tiny piece of our existence, which we must focus on in order for us to complete today's Daf Yomi. But in any event, we can trust the Gemara's opinion that is the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Since our Tana holds like Rabbi Akiva, that there is no generalized form of giving dam, which is called shvicha, and each thing is unique, it's either zrika or shvicha, obviously dam zvachecha yishafech cannot be coming to tell me that there is such a thing if there isn't such a thing. So what is dam zvachecha yishafech coming to tell me? The din that kol anitadim b'matanacha kiper, exactly as our Tana wished to say in the very beginning. Lovely. So now, although we've had challenges, and there's other possible usages of dam zvachecha yishafech, either the first usage, that there's a din of shvichas dam l'shirayim, or the second usage, that if you do zrika through shvicha, you'd be yotzei, we have managed so far to stand up to all challenges, and to find either alternative sources, or to simply disregard that drasha, and to be left with our posik as an extra posik to teach me the din of Beit Shammai is looking for that matana achat, is keeper. And now our intrepid search. We continue on to see whether there are other challenges that we must meet today against using this pasuk for this purpose. Continues the Gemara. But wait! Akati lahachi odiata. Indeed, does the pasuk come for this purpose? Do we not need it? Biboilei lekid etanya. Rabbi Yishmael omer. Mitov shenemar ach b'chor shor, o b'chor kesef, o b'chor eiz. The Torah talks about all of the various b'chorot. So it says over there, lo tifteh kodesh heim. It, listen to this, damam tizrok, which is a Lashon Rabim ala mizbeach, et chelbam taktir, which is a Lashon Rabim. So here, one thing it tells us is that lamadu lebechor sheta'un matan damim ve'murim legabe mizbeach. All of these kinds of bechor, the bechor shor, the bechor b'kesev, the bechor eiz, how do we know that this is also true about the korban of ma'aser? which is the 10th one that you let out in of the door, Tachat HaShevet, or a Karban Pesach. The Torah never said what to do with the dam of Maaser and Pesach. How do we know that too would require bringing the dam? But there it talks about damam tizrok alam izbeach. I don't know the difference. When it comes to bechor shor, bechor ketz, bechor is, it says that it should be tizrok, which is zrika. How do we know that there's a chiyuv of dam bechlal maaser and pesach? Talmud lomar v'dam zevachecha yishafech. So in other words, when it comes to the korban pesach, when it comes to the maaser, there is no chiyuv of zrika. There is a chiyuv of shmicha. Oh, if that is the case, then we need this pasuk to tell me the ikar netinat adam. Forget about shvichat shirai. The only netinat adam that we know a makor for bechor and pesach and maaser is this pasuk. And you're claiming that I can use this pasuk to tell me a generalized halacha that kol hazvachim shenatanam matana achat kiper. I know exactly what I need this pasuk for. I need it to tell me the ikar giving of the dam of a baiser and a pesach. Answers the Gemara. We can stand up to this challenge as well. Our Tana doesn't agree with the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Our Tana learns the din of Maaser and Pesach in the very pasuk of Bechor, and understands that the Lashon Rabim of Damam and Lashon Rabim of Chelbam, that is not to talk about Bechor Shor, Bechor Keser, Bechor Eis. That's all one thing. Why do we have Lashon Rabim? To add Maaser and Pesach, you see. And that's sort of like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, look, it says over there, Ach b'chor shor, b'chor kesef, b'chor eiz, it says, it doesn't say edamo, it says edamam. Where, how'd you get damam? It doesn't say chelbo, no, ne'mar, it says chelbam. So what is it adding over here with the Lashon Rabbim? Limeid al b'chor and maaser and pesach. Now we've got an understanding of why we keep insisting on using the Lashon Rabbim. Sheta'un matan damim ve'emurim legabe mizbeach. According to this, it's all a din in zrika, not a din in shmicha. Because we learn them all out directly from this pasuk of b'chor, which is damam tizrok. How do you like that? So now, if we hold Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we are left with our favorite pasuk, "Bedam zvachecha yishafech," to tell me that matana achat is sufficient. Kiper. So we have once again stood up to another challenge. Except in doing so, we have exposed a weakness in the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael. Because a moment ago we used Rabbi Yishmael. I mean, we didn't, you know, we sort of mentioned him on the side, but we did get to the Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim, in which we found that the one who argued with Rabbi Akiva and said that Zrika is included in Shmicha was the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. And we had learned that the Mekar, because he said you could be Yotze the Brocha on the Chagigat Arba Asa by making the Brocha on the Karban Pesach. But the only Mekar we know for that halacha is V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech. Now you're telling me that the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael is the one who uses V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech for yet the other purpose, which is to teach me that there's a din of shvicha as the ikir matana of a carbon pesach and a carbon maaser. So it's all very nice that our Tana has been able to avoid every challenge and to find other makaras or to determine that he doesn't need a makar for the usages of dam zvachecha yishafech. But how could Rabbi Yishmael possibly use two of the alternatives at the same time? It's one or the other. You can't know both the halacha, that there's a din of shvicha mi ikir matanat adam on a pesach and a maaser, and also from the same pasuk learn that if you do a zrika b'shmicha yoyotze, which ends up making an afkamin and the bracha of the seder of the pesach, for the same pasuk, my friends. So it's true we can defend our position. How would the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael defend their position? Okay, everybody smiling, everybody happy. We've got a lot of different things that we're using. We're challenging the same pasuk. It turns out that Rabbi Yishmael uses two of them from this pasuk, which of course doesn't leave him space to learn. Well, okay, maybe he doesn't agree with our Tana, but how could he say both of those things? Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yishmael. And what about according to Rabbi Yishmael? Haikra mafik le'lachi, mafik le'lachi. How can he use the same pasuk for two totally different limudim? Yeah, you're right. Trei Tanai, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yishmael. It can't be that both of these agree. Then what's the din of the Pesach? Is it Bezrika or is it Beshvicha? Remember, we have one Tana we're saying that uses it to tell me that Zrika is Bechlal. The other Tana of Rabbi Yishmael is now like Rabbi Yosef, which means that the Makar of the Karban Pesach is from the double Lashon Damam and Kalbam Lashon Rabbah. But that means it would have to be Bezrika. So now we couldn't have the whole Machlokas about what is Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha. Because it isn't Beshvicha. So now we no longer can say that the Birchas HaZevach and the Birchas HaPesach being Yotzeh one or the other has something to do with what is Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha, Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha. They're both Bezrika. So Rashi says, it's a big machlokas we're showing you here, but Rashi says that in the Yerushalmi, The machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah is not based on the question of whether Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha, but rather on whether something which is Tafel, what's the Iker over here? Is the Pesach the Iker of the Aveda or the Chagiga? Obviously the Pesach. The Chagiga is only coming here in order to be Oichel the Pesach Al Seima. Therefore, the Iker paters the Tafel, but the Tafel doesn't pater the Iker, which is a normal din in brachas. So the Iker Achila that I'm doing is the Achila of the Korban Pesach. Therefore, if I make a bracha on the Pesach, he holds that, okay, that includes everything that I'm eating in order to get to the Korban Pesach, which includes the Chagiga. Mashen Kein, if you all, look, I mean, the main Achila is from the Chagiga in terms of the Kamut of the Achila, and so on. So you're not Yotze, one or the other, the different Achilas. But that has nothing to do with Zrika Bechal Shvicha. There's another Makar for the Machlokas and Psachim. Let's just briefly review, maybe that will help you. Okay, we have one pasuk, Dam Zivachecha Yishafecha, and that is the center of our concerns over here. Now, we're trying to use it to explain where we get the idea that any giving of dam on the Mizbeach is sufficient. This is the only generic pasuk that just says, yeah, you got a korban, Dam Zivachecha Yishafecha, whatever. Doesn't say Saviv, just says get it onto the Mizbeach, which is mashma. Even one little bit on the Mizbeach is sufficient.
What is the context where the
pasuk says? You weren't here, I'm not talking to you. But the other people who were here, I will remind you that the context of that pasuk.
Don't listen.
The context of that pasuk, as we introduced it, was the most generic of content, in which it's talking in general about all avodah. There couldn't be a more generic pasuk. So fine, we understand that that generic pasuk is discussing generic giving of dam to the Mizbeach. Great. Now the problem is that there were other things that that pasuk seemed to be used for. One of them was the halacha that there's a mitzvah to do shvicha, bichlal. And that's called shvichat shiraim. That's the leftovers of the dam and the kos are put on the yesod ha-mizbeach. We can't learn both of those things. And then there was yet another thing. There was yet another thing that appeared to be learned from that pasuk, and that is the fact that a korban pesach and a korban maaser require the giving of the dam on the mizbeach, which doesn't say anywhere except here. Now that is done with shvicha, and yet there's yet another thing that we learned from that pasuk, which is that if lamaisa you didn't splash dam, which is the meaning of zrika, to throw it, nonetheless you would be yotzei if you just let it dribble, which is shvicha. So how do we learn all these different things from that pasuk? That was our problem. And therefore, each one of these other alternative uses for the pasuk needed to be addressed in our sugya. So how did we go about addressing it? Either through finding another makar for the other usage that we'd be left with this pasuk free to teach what we're trying to learn from it, which is the generic fact of any dam that gets to the mizbeach, it doesn't matter how much, you're still yotzei. And we would find some other source for everything else. Or we would say, we don't need a source because we don't even think it's true. One or the other. But that was the challenge of our daf, to try to figure out what we can do with the other needs of this pasuk that will allow the pasuk to remain free. That is the broad perspective of what's happening. Deep in the forest, when we get to start talking about the trees, that's where you're getting confused because we've been going all around trying to figure out what are these other mikorot, do we hold of these things, and so that got a little bit complicated. So let's talk about those complications for a moment. So you'll see that they really, the complication should not affect your overall concentration on what we're looking for. We're simply trying to free up the pasuk of Adam Zvachecha Yishafet. So the first question, how do we know that there's a din of Shiraim going to the Esod? How do we know? It happens to be that we have a lovely other source for that. And that is from the din of Chatas itself, where it says the din of Shirayim. There's also a makar from the extra word, Vahanishar Badam, which is Badam is what we were talking about. And that means all Nishar Badam should be Yimatzei El Yisod HaMizbeach. Obviously it can be Yimatzei, which is to squeeze out the neck of a bird. But the point is that all Dam gets to the Yisod HaMizbeach. Fine. There you go. Everything is lovely. How about the question of, I thought this tells me that Zrika can be done through Shvicha. And if you just dribble, that's good enough. No, says the Gemara. That, in fact, is a machlokas. How do I know it's a machlokas? Because there's a question of whether you'd be yotzei, the bracha, on the zevach, which is done bezrika, by making a bracha on the korban pesach, which is done bezvicha. And since Rabbi Akiva holds you won't be yotzei one to the other, obviously he holds that zrika and shvicha are exclusive. And one does not include the other. So then we don't need a pasuk. We hold like Rabbi Akiva, we don't need a pasuk to tell me that there is Dam Zvachecha Yishafech if you do the Zrika through Shvicha, because you can't do the Zrika through Shvicha. So that's not a problem either. Then what about the other use of the pasuk? Namely that This teaches us that there is a chiyuv to give the dam of a Korban Pesach and a Korban Maaser onto the Mizbeach. Ah, there's an alternative for that also. And that is the use of the plural in the parsha of the Bechor. Ach, Bechor Shor, Bechor Chesed, Bechor Eitz. There it says, et damam tizrok. And there it says, et chelbam taktir. Loshon Rabim. That Loshon Rabim adds Maaser and Pesach. So we have other mekorot, or reasons not to require it, because we don't hold of it, for all of the other usages, and that has freed up our Tana. Now, obviously, the Tanoim that don't have it free, you're going to have to need another mekor. Fine, we'll ask that later. And how do they know that Matana Achat would be keeper? But we're looking for the Tana that started the words of the Gemara, Tana Rabbana Minayin, that Nitani Matana Achat Kiper. That's all we're trying to do right now. Is there a consistent approach to the Torah that teaches us that that Dam Zvachat Yishafech is a generic description of any Dam that was put on the Mizbeach Achitzain is sufficient? That's the question. So far, we've kept it freed up. Now, we did end up with some problems amongst the trees, and that was, curiously enough, the same Rabbi Shmuel was the one who argued on Rabbi Akiva about whether you would be Yotze, the bracha of the Zevach, in the bracha of the Pesach, which we took to mean that he has to hold that Shvicha includes Zrika, is the same Rabbi Yishmael who is reported elsewhere as saying that the Pesach of Dam Zvachecha Yishafech is the Makor for bringing the Dam of the Pesach and the Meiser on the Mizbeach. How can he use the Pesach for two things? He can't say both Shvicha includes Zrika and also say that this is the Makor of the Dam on the Korban. Okay, so Gemara said, you're right. There were two conflicting opinions about what he did with this pasuk. That's not a problem. Meanwhile, in our examination of the trees, we discovered that the alternative shita to Rabbi Yishmael in what is the mekar of knowing that a Korban Pesach and a Korban Maaser requires matan domin to the Mizbeah is the approach of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili learns it out from the Lashon Rabbi, Damam Chelbam. Now the Gemara wants to say that there is a very fascinating implication of that machlokas. Because if we learn it out from the word damam and chelbam, that is referring to three separate karbonas altogether, Lashon Rabbim, let's do it together, boys, Bechor, Pesach, and Maaser. Then that would mean, in the continuation of the pasuk, where it talks about bisaram, uvisaram yelach, this is told to Aaron HaKohen, the flesh of those karbonas will be yours as the other matanat kuna, kechazeh atrufa, kishok hayamin. Does this make sense now? The Korban Pesach is eaten by the kohen, like the bechor, like the shok hayamin. The Korban Maaser is eaten by a kohen. So something's wrong. If you learn that the Lashon Rabbim is all about a bechor, bechor shor, bechor kesef, bechor eiz, how do I know that there's also a din of a Korban Pesach and a Korban Maaser? That I learned from Dam Zvachecha Yishafech. Fine. So then when it continues on to say uvisaram, it's a reference to, and the bosser of those three types of Bechor, Bechor Shor, Bechor Ches, Bechor Eiz, belongs to you, Aaron HaKohen, the same way the Chazah and the Shok belong to you. But if you're trying to learn like Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that it's a reference to three types of Karbonas, only one of which is given to the Kohen, how the heck do you explain that then it continues on to say uvisaram yelecha, the very next pasuk? That's not true. We don't give a Pesach to a Kohen, whoever does such a thing. So therefore, we got a problem. Ask the Gemara now. Bishlam al Rabbi Yishmael. Demukim lakula bivachar. Look, if we understand this, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yishmael, everything is nice, because the whole Pesach, the Lashon Rabbim of the Pesach was a reference to the three types of Bechorot mentioned over here, Kesev, and Shor, Kesev, and Eitz. Okay? So then I can explain the next Pesach. Uvesarami elacha, meaning of all Bechor. But according to Yossi Haglili, who said that the Lashon Rabbim was a reference to even Meiser and Pesach are eaten by the owners. Baalim achlele. So then how do you explain the continuation of the next Pesach? Umay uvisaram yelacha? There is no visaram. Answers Rabbi Yossi Haglili, there is a brilliant need for visaram. It's true, obviously, visaram is not a reference anymore to the same antecedent that was implied by the Lashon Rabbim in the previous pasuk. But after all, never said the name of the antecedent. You got to figure out the antecedent, right? The Torah is using Lashon Rabbim in order to force you, they. Who are they? Nobody's ever answered that question. Fox, as you know, who are they? But therefore, we've got two theys. So the first they could be a reference to Meiser and Pesach and Bechor. But the second they in Bisaram can't be a reference to them. It must be a reference to something else. Who are they? I'll tell you who are they, says Rabbi Yossi Haglili. They are Bein Tam, Bein Balmum. Tell me, what do you do with a Bechor that's a Balmum? You can't bring it on a Mizbeach. What do? You give it to Fox. Ah! Or do you give it to Cohen? Ah!
I thought the name would be
Elliot.
That's the question. So says Rabbi Yossi, since now the proverbial vein has been left open, therefore we can use it as needed. This one is coming to be Marba Ekatam V'Yachad Balmon, which teaches us a very important halacha. Limbeid al-Bukhar Mon Balmon Shenitan L'Kohen Shalom Atzin L'Bukhar L'Torah Kulah. Did you find any Makar for this anywhere in the Torah? No. Ha! That exactly explains. I bet you've been on the lookout for years. How do we know that a Bukhar Balmon was given to the Kohen? How do we know? At last, you come to my brilliant analysis, says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, which poor Rabbi Yishmael doesn't even have, because according to him, it's just an old-fashioned response of Bukhar of Kesev and Ashar, Kesev and Hayes. Cheapo. According to the way I'm learning it, we have a brilliant further limud from the same Lashon Rabbim applied as required. And in this case, the required is Bukhar Tam, Bukhar Balmon, because it certainly can't mean a Pesach and a Meiser, because we know the Torah says you're supposed to eat that. So therefore, everything makes sense. Ooh, that's true. It does make sense. Poor Rabbi Shmuel. What will he do now? How does he know that a Bechor Balmum is given to the Kohen? Rabbi Shmuel. Aha. Rabbi Shmuel, he says, well, now, it does say in the Besaram, Yelecha, okay, that part I like, but it adds an unnecessary, Kechazeh Atrufa, Uchishok HaYamin, Lecha Yiyeh. Why does it have to say Lecha again? It already said, Yelecha. The same pasuk, 5 words later, it says, it repeats Lecha Yiyeh. That's to tell me an additional Lecha Yiyeh. Not only Lecha Yiyeh of a Bechor Tam, but a Lecha Yiyeh, even of a Bamon. How did I like that? So that Nafkalegmi Lecha Yiyeh, the Sefer. Okay, but then I have another issue that comes up from that machlokes. Because Bishlam al Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who learns that we're talking in this pasuk about three separate issues, Bechor, and also Nami b'Maaser v'Pesach. This would explain, I know, Dichtiv, when it says in the pasuk, Ach Bechor Shor, O Bechor Kesav, O Bechor Ez, Lo Tifteh Kodesh Heim, and we darsh in Kodesh Heim, to tell me that Heim Krevim Ve'in Tmurat Tan Krema, that you cannot bring a Tmura of a Bechor. Interesting halacha. But since that is now referring to three separate karbonis, that would explain why, if ein tmuratan kreva, utnan, it should say, indeed, it says, tmurat bechor umaaser, hein uvladan uvlad vladan atzof kol adorot, hein kebechor umaaser v'yeachlu b'mumam leba'alim. So here it says beferish, that they are not brought, a tmura of a bechor, I understand it's not brought, but a tmura of a maaser, yes, of course, because after all, it was referring in the same pasuk, the same exact makar, that we dash in heim, only they themselves are brought on the mizbeach, but their tmura is not brought on the mizbeach, so you wait until it gets a mum, and then they're eaten by the actual, whoever's supposed to eat it. Furthermore, by Pesach, we know the same thing. Vitzanan, there's also a Mishnah, Lagabi the Korban Pesach, Om Rabbi Yoshua, Shamati Shetmurat Pesach Kreva, Veshamati Shetmurat Pesach Eina Kreva. Ve'en in the Faresh, I don't know how to explain the fact that I was taught two conflicting things, that a Tmurat Pesach is not brought. Okay, so over there we explained it to him. One is talking about during the Zman of the Pesach, and when it's talking about when a Pesach is no longer a Pesach, it's really a Shlomim. Remember, Pesach Shalom Bismano is called a Shlomim, but then it's like a Tmur of a Shlomim. But Bismano, the Tmur of the Pesach is indeed not brought on a Mizbeach. Where in the world did we know that from? That a Pesach and a Maaser is just like a Bechor? Sounds remarkably like Rabbi Yossi Aglili's approach, that the Pasuk, I was saying, Heim Krevim, the Heim Tmuratan Kreva, is indeed a reference to three Korbanos, Heim, meaning a Bechor and a Pesach and a Maaser, and that translates exactly into what the Mishnah is saying. Wow, that's perfect. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, according to him, the whole Pasuk is only talking about a Bechor. And the only way we even knew the din of that there's matan donim of a Pesach and maaser is from dams v'chachi shafecha. How the heck do I know this halacha of heim velo tmuratam? How do you explain that? So according to him, the mukila kula b'vechor, how does he know that a Pesach and a maaser the lo kreva tmuratam inole? That's getting very messy for Rabbi Yishmael over here. Well, you're right, it is a little messy. He's going to have different mekorot for each of these. So maaser. Maaser, we have a famous Gezer Shava that you'll remember that we learn out the dinim of Maaser from Bechor. By Maaser, it says, Kol asher ya'avor tachat ha-shevet, Lashon of ha'avara. And by a Bechor, it says, ve'evarta kol petarecha. Strange Lashon, which means that a Bechor and Maaser are given the same dinim in the Torah. Okay, that I know. So Maaser gamar e'avara and avara from Bechor. And by Pesach, he has a separate limit for that. He says, it says this essentially in the dinim of Pesach itself, because it says im kesev in the pasuk. So im kesev hu makrivet korbanot, Why does it have to say? It says kesef, the din of kesef, the im kesef. So matam od lomar im kesef, lerabot murat ha-pesach achar ha-pesach, shetikarev shlomi. This comes to tell me that a pesach is also included in the generalized dinim of shlomim. Im kesef yakriv korbano, where's their special kesef? Ah, the korban pesach. Ah, so if the korban pesach is being brought now as the tumura, then it has the following dinim of a shlomi. Yochol aflifnei pesach came. You might think so. If that's the case, then even if it's before pesach, you make a tumura at pesach, you should bring that tumura to shlomim, and that would be korban al gabei mizbeach. Therefore, Talmud lomar that it's dafka and then in hu zevach pesach hu lashem. But you cannot bring the korban tumura of that zevach pesach lashem. So memela, just as we found in all of the other dinim, which was the nafkamina pesach shelo lishmo bizmano or shelo bizmano, that it depends when I am treating this pesach as a pesach or when I treat it as a shlomi, that din is true lagabi tumurat pesach as well. Excellent. Meanwhile, we have, it's true, a little bit of a messy situation, in which we have three separate libudim, one for bechor, one for Pesach and one for Maaser, to tell me the same halacha that a tumura is not karev. But in any event, at least it works out according to Rabbi Shmuel in the end. Okay, says the Gemara, okay, but now we've worked it all out for our Tana, our opening Tana, the Tana Rabbana. But what do all these other Tanoim do, since they do not have the extra pasuk of Dam Zvachecha Yishafech? According to them, Dam Zvachecha Yishafech can teach me that if you gave Zvicha, it could teach me that you need Shvicha Shiraim Liyasoid. It could teach me that you need to bring the dam of a Korban Pesach and a Maaser to the Mizbeach. I mean, but it's certainly not available to teach me this halacha of Matanah Chat Kiper. So how do they know? Kol Hanach Tanoi, how about all these other brayta that we had over here? The Mafkile Lahai Dam Zevachecha Yishafech LeDrosh Achrina. They need the Dam Zevachecha Yishafech for whatever it was. How do they know the Yisod of Kol HaNitani and HaMizbeach HaChitzon Shinitanan Matanah Chat Kiper? Minalu, they are stuck. No, they're not. They simply hold a Beit Hillel. Remember, the whole discussion over here was only about Beit Shammai. Now, you might have thought that the machlokas, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, adds up to the only what strikes you at first notice, which is, does that apply to Chatas as well? Ah, but it's not so simple, you see. Because the question of whether it applies to the Chatas as well may also reflect on the question of the makor of the din. Because if you hold that chatas and other zvachim are exactly alike, then you may have a makor in chatas which would define all the other zvachim, which of course Shammai couldn't have, because he's bedafka holds that chatas is not like other zvachim. There may be other implications, you see, to the machlokes Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Therefore, says the Gemara, it's only Beit Shammai who required a separate pasuk, because he held that chatas was not matana achat kiper. But if all these other tanaim hold that Beit Hillel, so then whatever Makor Beit Hillel has, as we'll see, for the Chatat, they will. After that wonderful catch, you need another one?
They will.
Nice. Yeah.
They will go out for drinks. I don't know.
What are you bringing for Kiddush this week, Fox?
What remains of the bottle of
No, remains of that Shmita Shirayim. We're talking about the original three. That's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. If there happens to be remains, it doesn't happen to be remains. We're talking about the realities here. You're talking about the remains. After the way you've been acting this week, we want some serious participation.
Bring a fresh bottle this week. Until I start heading out to the slopes.
Of course. I thought you were already at the slopes, looking by your eye movement.
Well, I'm beginning to.
Okay, so according to this, they would have one makar for the chatas, and that could be learned for everything else, and they would hold like Beit Hillel, and everything would be wonderful. And that's exactly what they do, answers the Gemara. Savre lo kebeit Hillel, and since Beit Hillel holds afkat tach, netana matana achat kiper, therefore, yafin and kulami chatat, they will be able to learn out all of the karbanot from the chatas, as we'll soon see. But if you don't have that makar, which is Beit Shammai's problem, then you're left with the need for the Dam Zvachecha Yishafech. And that's what our Tana was coming to be Masbir. And what we've been trying to do is to defend him against all comers in order to preserve the integrity of the Shita of the Beit Shammai over here. But if you don't hold to that, it's because you don't hold to Beit Shammai, which anyway is La'alacha, not Nogea. And now continues on the Mishnah, Ve'achatat Shtei Matanot. So in order to be Yotzei de Gorma Chatas, it's not enough to give one out of the four necessary matanot. You need to give two, according to Beit Shammai. Omer Avuna, my time at a Beit Shammai. Where does Beit Shammai get that from? He gets it from an analysis of the number of times that the Torah stresses what you're supposed to do to the Korban Chatas. So three separate sukkim talk about the chiyuv of taking from the Dama Chatat Be'etzba'o, and it says, V'natan al karnot mizbach ha'olah. And furthermore, it says once again, five sukkim later, because we have all of the different chataot, each time it repeats, V'lakach ha'koim midama d'etzba'o, V'natan al karnot mizbach ha'olah. And then once again, four psukim later, add up karnot, which is Lashon Rabim, three times two, because minimal of Lashon Rabim karnot is two, three times two equals six. Since the Mizbeach only has four corners, it's difficult to put it on all six corners. And therefore, what we require is a Fox hyperspace mission. You got it. In order to get on all six corners of the Mizbeach, amazing. This is amazing. And the alternative, however, the alternative in three-dimensional space is to say that indeed you only have to put the dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach, and two of those extra kronot are coming to repeat the chiyuv, to tell me that two out of the four are ma'akev, because the klal by kachim is anything that's repeated is ma'akev, anything not repeated is not ma'akev, and therefore the total of six tells me that two out of the four are ma'akev. There you go. So it makes perfectly good sense. That's very interesting. Of course, the problem is it never really says karnot. It's only pronounced karnot. Because two out of the three, and in Archumashim, three out of the three, don't have that vav in the note. So please note carefully. It says karnat. But this must mean that Beit Shammai darshans the way that it sounds, which is called yesh em lemikra, the way that it's read, is the ikr. And so, according to him, you've got sheish arba lemitzvah v'shtayim la'akev. Whereas Beit Hillel says, no, let's take a look at the way it's written. It's written karnat, which is Lashon Yachid. Karnat mizbach ha'olah. Karnat mizbach ha'olah. Only one out of the three is written karnot. So add up karnat, karnat, and karnot is 1, 2 plus 2 equals 4. Harekan arba, which gives you, three of them are only lechatchila, but one is b'dieved. Wait a minute. I thought you had four corners, four mentions, means you only have four mitzvahs. Where did you get one that's ma'akev? The Ema Kula La Mitzvah. Nah, I mean, come on, you can't think that you're going to get a free ride out of it. There's no such thing as a free lunch. So Kapara Bichdi Lashka, we never find a Kapara without bringing some blood. I mean, it's going to cost you something. And therefore, if there's no Dam at all, you certainly, it says, V'damo B'nefesh Yechaper. Where would the Kapara come from? It's a given, you got to have some Dam on the Mizbeah. But since all of this is only said one time, and we don't have the repetitive Karnot of Beit Shammai, everything makes sense. Or, there's another very interesting possibility. What do you do when there is a contradiction between the way something is read and the way something is written? Perhaps what you do is you reach a compromise. So the way that it's read gives you six kronot. The way that it's written gives you four kronot. Compromising between four and six gives us five. Since there are only four, one is la'akev. So there, sure, time to Beit Hillel. Maybe a hani mikra v'hani mesoret. We're going to question whether the rules of the game permit that, as the Yelikin has essentially asked right now, but that's going to be our next question. But let us assume that the rules allow us to strike a balance between the Mikra and the Mesoret. So, Ahani Mikra L'Tfuyechada. So now we can add one from the way it's read. But Ahani Mesoret, the way it's written, has got to subtract one out of the six, L'Tzurechada. And now we're left with five. Well, that's very interesting, because last I heard we darshan the number of parshas in the tefillin from the fact that it says l'totafot, l'totafot, two times without a vav. So we darshan out l'totafet and totafet, that's one, two, and then it says l'totafot with a vav, and that's three. Actually, Tosfos says that's not the point, it's from the vav u'l'totafot that adds it to. But okay, let's just take it on its simplest level. L'totafot, that gives us four. But now, if the rules allow you to do that little split, we need an extra parsha in our tefillin. And boy, some people are going to be making an awful lot of money on that one. And therefore, we should say, Hani Krova, Hani Mesoret, Chamisha Bati Boi Lameva. How come we don't have five parshiot in our, five separate batim in our Shel Rosh? Well, no, that's because he holds like Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't base it on the Latotefet Drosha at all, but who bases it on the Swahili. And Rabbi Akiva says, tat bekatvi is two, pat in Swahili is two, put the two together, 2 plus 2 equals 4. Okay, well, what about the other place where we do have a play the numbers game in Sukkot? So it says Basukat is written, but it's pronounced Basukot. Basukat, it's written, but it's pronounced Basukot. And in one place it says Basukot with the vav. So what we should say is, okay, that gives us 6, 4 equals 5 walls. We should require 5 walls for our Sukkot. There's going to be a lot of money made on that one, too. Ahane Mikra Ve'ahane Mesoret. So now, man, oh man, what is the Pentagon going to say? So Ahane Mikra Ve'ahane Mesoret, we should need Chamisha Dafnat Haboy Lemevad. We should require five walls for our sukkah. So I was thinking, well, no, it's over there. You see one of those psukim over there. It's a whole different deal over there. Hatam, you have to take off, the box here says, dal, chat, kro, kula, the goofy. One of the psukim can't be used at all, because it's coming to tell me the ikar din of making a sukkah. You can't use it to count the number of walls. And you have chad is coming to tell me the din of the schach. So you're really left only with three. And that three does strike a balance, because then we have comes along now the Yolchata Garata Lashlishit, Ukmate Atefach, and now indeed we could take off some of that wall and make it Dramalakalamashmisinai kosher just with a little tiny tefach. Okay, well, what about the famous one? What about the one about how many days a Yoledet Nikeva is tamed? So now if you look inside the pasuk and you don't have any dots and you don't have any mesoret, you read it Vitam'a Shiv'im. She should be Tamei'ah for 70 days. Of course, we pronounce it Shvu'ayim, but it doesn't write Shvu'ayim, because there's no Vav there. So it's read Shivim. Take any kid and say, what's that word say? It says 70. So, okay, now the question is, we should play the same game. Let us strike a balance between the Shivim and the Shvu'ayim. So the difference between the 70 and the fortnight, Richie is... That's the Shvu'ayim.
70 is
70. 70 minus 14 gives us 56. Take half of the 56, and what do you got?
56, you got
38. Ah, no. 28. Very good. Take the 28 and add it back onto this given 14, and what do you get?
38.
The answer is 42, believe it or not. How do you like that? We finally got the final answer. It is indeed 42. And therefore, ahani krov, ahani mesoret, arba'in v'train by lameta. We should need 42 days of tuma, according to the strike-the-balance approach between the shivim and the shvayim. Because ahani mikrov, ahani mesoret. Amazing. That is the number, the end of the universe. Everything boils down to 42.
Sounds like a shell game to me.
Okay, so... how do you know not to do that over there? Answer the Gemara, the way I know not to do that over there is because Shanei Hatam, Dechtiv Kenidata. Now how could it possibly mean she should be Tmei'ah Shivim Kenidata? Shivim, who ever heard of a woman being a Nida for 70 days? Therefore, it must mean something at least similar to Kenidata, which is Shvu'ayim. Tosfos learns, no, Shvu'ayim Kenidata means literally the extra 7 days for the birth of the Nikeva over the Zachar is an extra week, Kenidata, which is the Tumat Nida Shiv'ah. So it equals Shiv'ah plus Shiv'ah is Shvu'ayim. There the Torah is telling me, don't play the numbers game. Just make it Shvu'ayim. That's clear over there. We're not meant to get the balance. Okay, so now we've got one possible Mekor over here for the and that would mean that one would be sufficient, either because you can't do without one, and therefore Bekapar Bechti is impossible, or because there indeed is a balance, and the Torah essentially is telling me five, which means four la mitzvah, one la akev, and therefore all the dam of chatat, and it doesn't talk over anything about the other karbonot, which we'll have to still see, and we will get on Mitzvah Shabbat to additional possibilities in Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai Omrim, Kol HaNitanin HaMazbeach HaChitzon, Shenatanam B'matana Achat Kiper U'B'Chatat, Shtei Matanot, Beit Hillel Omrim HaFchatat, Shenatanam Matana Achat Kiper, Lefichach, Im Natana Ta Rishona Ketikuna, Veta Shniyah Chutz Zman HaKiper, V'im Natana Ta Rishona Chutz Zman Veta Shniyah Chutz Mkoma, Pigo, V'Chayom Anav Karet, Kol HaNitanin HaMazbeach HaPnimi, אם שים חיסר אחת בין המתנות כאילו לא כיפר, לפיכך נתן כולן כתיקונן, ואחת שלא כתיקונה, it will only be possible אם בו קורית. תנו רבונו. מניין לניתנין על מזבח החיצון, שנתנן במתנה אחת שכיפר, תלמוד לומר ודם זבחך ישפך. What? הילה אחי יודעת, I thought we need that to teach me לגרתניה. מנין לכל הדמים שטעונים מתן דם ליסוד, תלמוד לומר, ודם זבחך יישפך. No, that he knows for Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe אומר, ונשאר בדם יימצא, שאם תלמוד לומר בדם יימצא. מה תלמוד לומר בדם? לפי שלא למדנו, אלא ניתנים מתן ארבע, שטעונים מתן דמים ליסוד. או מחטאות, שאר דמים מנין? תלמוד לומר, ונשאר בדם יימצא, שאין תלמוד לומר בדם, Uma Talmud lomar badam limid al kol hadamim shetunim matan damim liyasod based on the chata. Atilach yudiata. We need it to tell me. Look at it, Tanya. Midayil niyitanim bezrikash netanam shvicha yatsa. Talmud lomar vedam zavachach yishafech. Yes, but our Tana holds like Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of that. The Omar lo zrika bechol shvicha v'lo shvicha bechol zrika. As we understand to be the basis of the machloket in the following Mishnah, Titznan beirach birkat haPesach patarat shalzevach. Shalzevach lo patarat haPesach divi Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva omer lo zo patarat zo, v'lo zo patarat zo. Okay, but even so, hakati la'achu diat. I thought we needed to teach me like a Tanya divi Rabbi Yishmael. The Tanya mitoch shenema ach bechor shor bechor kesav bechor eiz. From which we learn lamanu lebechor shetohun matan damim veimurim legabim mizbeach. How do we know that that's true of the korban maaser and the pesach minayin? Talmud lomar v'dam zvachecha yishafech. That's no problem. Our Tana savalak Reb Yossi Aglili. The Tana Reb Yossi Aglili omer. Note that it does not say damo. It says damam. It does not say chelbo. It says chelbam. And therefore, clearly there is a remez to something else, which is the they. And that includes the Bechor and the Maaser and Pesach together, all of which are requiring Matan Damim Vemur Megamim Zbeah. Wait, but how did Rabbi Shmuel get away with using Haikra Mafik Lelachim, Mafik Lelachim? No, it's actually Treta Noyalib the Rabbi Shmuel. Well, anyway, Bishlam the Rabbi Shmuel in this argument with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that the Lashon Rabbim is all a reference to the Bechor. So, Hainu Dechtiv Uvis Saram of these three types of Bechor, Shor, Kesef, Eiz, Ye yelecha to Aaron, which is certainly true, but according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, debuki le'nabi b'maaser v'pesach, lest I heard, the maaser of Pesach is eaten by the Baalim. So then, what's the meaning of u'besaram yelecha to Aaron HaKohen? No, that's a different proverbial way. That's echatam v'echat ba'amum. Limeid al-bechor ba'amum shenitan la'kohen. Ha! And I'll bet you've been wondering about this for years. Shalom atzino lo b'chol ha'torah kula. And poor Rabbi Yishmael is left out of my brilliant rush. Of Rabbi Yishmael, well, that he learns from the extra lachayiyah, and they ended up passing. Now, Bishon, the Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the Mukil Anami, Mamaser, Pesach, that explains why the Lotifte Kodesh Haim, which teaches us that Haim Krevim, Vein Tumuratam Kreva, why Utnan in the Mishnah, that Tumurat Bechor and Maaser are the same, and Hein Uvladan Vavadanat of Kalada Olam, Harein Kibachor and Maaser themselves, and they're eaten B'mum and Labalim. And it explains furthermore why the Mishnah says about the Tumuras Pesach, as Rabbi Yoshua pointed out, Shamati Shetumurat Pesach Kreva, Tumurat Pesach Eina Kreva, and Einli Lefaresh, but we know the answer to that is a difference of when, but certainly if it's a Pesach and not a Shlomim, that Tumurat Pesach is not Kreva, but that makes perfectly good sense, because Pesach and Maaser is the same as Bechor. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, who has no such Pasuk, and he learns that the Lashon Rabbim is all different Bechoras, Bukala Kolob Bechor, how does he know a Maaser and Pesach? Lo krevat muratamina'le. Maaser, he learns avara avara from Bechor. Pesach learns the Pasuk directly. It says, kesev. Why does it say, ime kesev umakriv? What's that coming to tell me? That if you have a tmura of a Pesach, achra Pesach, it should be brought as a shlomim. Yochol af lifnei Pesach, tamalom zevach Pesach, who? V'chol anach tanoi, d'bafi la'ay dvam zvachach yishavach l'dro shachrina, how do they know the Iker din of our Mishnah? Namely, kol anitanina l'zbeach achitzon, shinitanam atanach hachikiper minolahu. Simple. Sabi l'kubetile. D'ami avchatat shinatanam atanach hachikiper. And they learn all of the others of Achim from the Chatat. Now it says, Beit Shammai the Chatat, Shtei Matanot, Omer Avuna Maitam de Beit Shammai, Kiranot, Kiranot, Kiranot equals Sheish, and that gives us our Baal HaMitzvah, Ushtaim La'akev. Whereas Beit Hillel says, it says, Karnat, Karnat, Kiranot, that's only four. That gives us Shalash LaMitzvah V'achas La'akev. I thought it just gives us our Baal HaMitzvah. Well, I mean, you can't expect a free lunch. Kapara bechdilo ashkecha. Mibayitei b'haynetayim lebeit hillel. Ahani mikra v'ani mesoret. And we strike a balance. Ahani mikra l'tviyachada. Ahani mesoret l'mitzurechada. So why don't we do the same thing with our tefillin? Letotefet, letotefet, letotafot, arikan arba. Why not say, ahani krav, ahani mesoret, and let's make five batim boilam eva? Well, for that, it's over like Rabbi Akiva, number tat pekat vishtayim, tat pafrikishtayim. Elomeata, basukot, 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 we should say basukat, 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 and ahani mikra, ahani pem, mesoret, and we should need a chamisha defanta boilam eva. Hatam, dalchat, krakulu, legufe, vachat, vishocha. Or it could be read Shivim. We should say Ani Krav Ani Mesoret. And as the fox has taught us, the answer is 42. Varabain train by Lametva. Lameta. Yes, but Shani Atam Dechtiv Kenidata.